How will the Cryptocurrency Act of 2020 affect crypto? Will Congress cripple crypto with the Cryptocurrency Act of 2020? Hey peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today, I'll be covering a topic you've asked me to cover in our signature style, quick and dirty. Congress and crypto. What do those folks think about crypto? Are they on board or adamantly against it? In the news, there are always some types of stories about cryptocurrency and how different governments are addressing them. For this video, we're going to be focused on the U.S. and how Congress is reacting to it. The elephant in the room we're going to tackle is going to be the Cryptocurrency Act of 2020. On December 20th of 2019, the House of Representatives introduced a draft form of this bill that will help clarify the regulatory framework around digital assets. This bill first assigns a definition of the Federal Digital Asset Regulator, or Federal Crypto Regulator, to three agencies. Next, it splits the crypto into three categories and assigns a regulator to each category. So let's check these out. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, will address crypto commodities. These tokens are based on commodities or other economic goods or services. This covers a large share of existing cryptocurrencies. This would cover smart contract platforms like Ethereum, EOS, Tron, and value transfer currencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, and Ripple's XRP. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, will regulate crypto securities. These tokens are debt equity and derivative instruments that rest on a blockchain, including the ones governed by smart contracts and collateralized by other digital assets. This includes real estate, capital assets with fractionalized ownership or investment funds. Example projects in this category could be things like T0 or Bancor or Tezos and Vertalo. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, the FinCEN, right? These guys are supposed to regulate the third category, cryptocurrencies. These are defined as representations of U.S. currency and are reserve-backed digital assets, like stablecoins. These are backed by a synthetic or physical assets that are held in a corresponding banking account. Examples of these would be things like TrueUSD, Tether, USD Coin, such like that, right? One type of coins that you didn't hear anything mentioned about are all these privacy tokens and privacy coins, things like Monero and Zcash, Dash, Verge, all that kind of stuff. Well, they are addressed. The Act requires that each agency shall issue rules to require each cryptocurrency, including synthetic stablecoins, to allow for the tracing of transactions. You got that? Tracing of transactions. In the cryptocurrency, and persons engaging in such transactions in a manner similar to that required of financial institutions with respect to currency transactions. FinCEN will be the regulator for this area. This provision was put in place to address many people's concerns about money laundering and criminal financial activity, right? The United States Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, was one of the persons that had a big concern. He said cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin have been exploited to support billions of dollars of illicit activity like cybercrime, tax evasion, extortion, ransomware, illicit drugs, human trafficking. This is indeed a national security issue. Many in Congress have also voiced concerns that crypto can be used for illegal activity. But governments, their officials, have successfully exploited Bitcoin's inherent blockchain traceability to bust high-profile crime rings. According to CoinDesk, last October, investigators dismantled the world's largest operating child pornography site by using analysis software. You know, one could argue that the U.S. dollar has been used for payment in illicit activity, human trafficking, extortion, illicit drugs, etc. From what I remember, when they arrest drug lords and cartel heads, they don't find huge stacks of Bitcoin, but typically they find rooms full of cash. So it's not completely fair to blame crypto for the ability to be used by criminals, since they can and still will use whatever's the easiest thing possible for them and whatever's available for them, right? This is pretty much the way it's always been done. Now, in contrast, the comparison to the views I've just mentioned here are that members of Congress are actually pro-crypto. There are some of them out there. For example, U.S. Congressman Patrick McHenry, who represents North Carolina's 10th district, told lawmakers on July 17th, 2019, that attempts to stop Bitcoin were futile, and that the world that Satoshi Nakamoto, author of the Bitcoin white paper, envisioned and others are building is an unstoppable force, and that we should not attempt to deter this innovation. Governments cannot stop this innovation, and those that have tried have already failed. Also, in regards to regulation, Representative Warren Davidson said that there is nothing in current law that requires payment systems to be anchored to banks. They largely are, but as the presence of PayPal and Venmo shows, you don't really need a bank to do that. But it's hard to pull off without one. Representative Warren went on to say, the crypto space spooks a lot of people because banks have become so integrated into the payment system. He also said, I don't know where it'll go, but the architecture needs to change. I think tokens are a great way to do it. Representative French Hill from Arkansas has asked about a blockchain-based payment rail. Can we have an approved regulatory payment rail that's blockchain-based, that's available to banks and non-banks equally? If you're wondering what in the world is a payment rail, then you're not alone. When you stick your credit card into a machine, when you're checking out a store or checking out from a store, or you're clicking the Pay Now button, a really intricate flow of information and instructions are passed between entities. This is information like customer account information, merchant identification numbers, and the instructions for financial institutions. So payment rails were created to transmit this equally, quickly, and accurately. Representative Hill told Cointelegraph, a payment system that has a regulatory rail that's blockchain, that's open to banking companies and non-banking companies to offer a payment alternative, is where we're headed. In summary, yes, there are some Congress officials that are against crypto, but there are those that are backing it and finding ways to work it into our existing systems. This new cryptocurrency act is proof that Congress is starting to try and address the cryptocurrency industry. So please let me know what you think in the comments below. What are your thoughts on the Cryptocurrency Act of 2020? Do you believe that it's going to have any negative or positive effects on your business or cryptocurrency at all? Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.